Let's do this.
The Danny Schaefer Show. The new Q105.5.
8:29, Tuesday, Dr. D in studio from Serenity Health and Wellness. Call the show, free advice, 419-240-1055. Partly sunny today and nice with a high of 65. 56 at the Q. Here's an emailer. I've got an elderly parent who has a serious gambling problem mixed with depression and thoughts of ending it all. As the first step, would it be better to confront him one-on-one or with all the siblings? Or start with better meds from his doctor, then confront him? Dietra, what do you think?
I think that meds, more meds, different meds, introduction of meds should always be second. I think that if there is anything that can be tried first, so if there hasn't been a serious conversation or approach, an intervention, if you will, then that needs to be taken care of first. Let him know somebody does care, somebody is watching, and see if that helps improve the situation. And then a full family intervention. And then if there is, he can go to the doctor and get a diagnosis or an assessment, but it sounds like an addiction and it sounds like some periodic depression that an intervention should be able to help with.
And they're going to gamble in hopes that it makes it better and goes away and makes him happy, and that doesn't work.
Right. So an intervention can introduce other things to occupy his time, restrict him, you know, get him to agree that he has a problem with it, and then you can go to different casinos and things like that, and you're removed, you're not allowed entry. So when you have a good day and you're feeling responsible, that you can't remove that. So there's interventions that can be done if the family's
involved. So start with
one-on-one,
yep. This person themselves with their dad.
Yes.
And then if nothing happens, they bring in the other sibs.
And let the dad know, hey, I wanted to do this one-on-one so you didn't feel attacked, you didn't feel we were ganging up on you, but the next step is this, because we care about you so much. And then
and they care about their inheritance. And don't be gambling all my inheritance away, old man. All right, there you go. Emailer. Let's go back to the calls. We have Bill. Bill, you're on the queue with Dr. D. What you got?
Yeah, I was calling because I want her opinion on something here.
All right.
What's your feel for good friendship where you meet this person and all of a sudden you think, you know, they're going to be one of your best friends for your entire life, and then after a while you don't hear from them anymore. They don't call. They don't text. They don't.
Well, is this good friend, I don't know, spend a lot of time in like Acapulco, so he's not really available, and the only time he ever calls you is to invite him over to watch the Packer game and the Buckeyes beat up on his Wolverines? Is that the kind of friend you're talking about?
It sounds kind of familiar, yeah.
Okay, so what would be your advice to this loser?
Oh, well, my advice is to call Dr. D and generate a healthy conversation so the two of you crave quality time with one another.
Hey, douche pickle, I think about you every day and I miss you. Is that enough?
See?
No, I do miss you. I was singing about it the other day. The last time I saw you was during the stinking NFL playoffs. I'm like, we are so overdue, it's just wrong. And then I wanted to make plans with you, and you're like, I look up on Facebook, and you're in Acapulco or somewhere.
Cabo.
Oh, sorry.
Right,
you were never going to Acapulco.
I invited you to go.
I know. That's true. But, you know, nice. I don't have the disposable income that you people with real jobs do.
So what days of the week are best for both of you?
Now, this second.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday morning, but
yeah, it has to be a night where I don't have to get up the next day.
Yeah, I know that sucks.
That really helps when we can. Anyway, I will be in touch with you, Stephen.
Bye,
Stephen.
Kiker, that guy. I knew as soon as Bill, and then I heard that he was trying to disguise his voice. And, yeah.
So Fridays and Saturdays are your playtime.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, Stephen, you hear that?
Yeah, but not this weekend. I got plans both nights. Sorry, Steve. We'll get together very, very soon and smoke cigars, and, you know, we're in love, so deal with it. All right, before you go, what's going on? You got a Mother's Day special or something going on at Serenity?
We have a Mother's Day special, but before that, even, as you said, yesterday, April 10th, is our seven-year anniversary.
Wow.
So we are celebrating 7 days of wellness, and they're going to be posted on our Facebook page starting yesterday, one special every day for seven consecutive days.
Nice.
So And if you like our Facebook page, if you haven't already, you are entered into a drawing with the rest of our Facebook followers to win a Mother's Day package. And a Mother's Day package is a one-hour massage, a one-hour facial, an aromatherapy salt soak, an infrared sauna treatment, and a class of choice for $149. So a four-hour package. So like our Facebook page, check out the 7 days of wellness, and don't forget Mom this year. Even if it's not at Serenity, no matter what it is, you only have one mother. Make sure you love her up.
There you go. Website, SerenityHealthMommy.com, SerenityPerrysburg.com. Dee, it's always good to see
Serenity
you.
Now! Serenity now!
All right, we'll see you next Tuesday.
All right, I'll
all right,
be here.
Don't move, 834, more to come. I guess we got to go to Plan B, Susie. I'll explain it next on Q105.5. Q105.